Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Let me remind some of you and those that are not running what some of these are. Signs may only be placed on county property during early voting dates for those locations and only at precincts on election days. No signs may be placed within 150 feet of a secure ballot intake. No trailers can be left on county property, no overnight vehicles parking, only one sign per candidate per voting location. Only one sign per candidate per voting location. Only one sign per candidate per voting location.
That's a good point.
No signs in county right-of-way, and signs cannot be larger than 18 to 24 inches.
Sometimes you just need to say a thing three times to remind people what the rules are. Now, that's Sherry Chapman in the public forum at the Santa Rosa County committee meeting. You would think of that as the agenda review. They just don't call it that for reasons that still baffle me. But anyway, this was before the primary last week. So this is last Monday. And she continued to talk about the rules for the signs and all of this. And it'll take a little bit of backdrop here to understand that Sherry is very tightly connected to Jerry Cooey. Jerry Cooey is also a founding member of the Pitchfork Posse, along with Sherry and Pam Mitchell. And these are folks that show up at the Milton City Council and Santa Rosa County Commission meeting a lot. Jerry, of course, is running for District 3 against James Calkins. He beat, but barely, James Calkins. Of course, Raul won that election with over 40% of the vote. And, you know, there had been some sign shenanigans going on involving George Odesma. Sam Parker had claimed that he had stolen some of his signs or removed them from an inappropriate location. In any case, that's code enforcement, not private citizens are supposed to be doing that. And that had led to a misdemeanor charge against George Odesma, you know, and that has, like, Sam Parker had left the county commission meeting at a previous one in order to talk with the deputy. And there's a video of it, and it's all kind of, you know, all the Santa Rosa County drama surrounding all that. I want you to have that as backdrop so you understand that the following interaction between Colton Wright and Sherry Chapman is, let's just say, interesting. And I will say this. You haven't often seen irritated Colton. I kind of like irritated Colton. I like it when he gets tired of all the nonsense. Here goes.
In other words, there are no signs to be anywhere on FDOT property.
Thank you, Ms. Chapman.
I'm sure you want me to hush.
Go ahead.
If you'll indulge me just a moment, I know I normally, it bothers me when we decide to pontificate during public forum, but Sherry, does the truth matter? Does the truth matter?
The truth matters.
The truth matters. Okay, thank you. So the truth matters and the rules apply to everyone. So I will tell you, there's myself and one other commissioner on this board when this election started, actually went to administration and asked for a zero tolerance policy on signs.
Mm-hmm.
For the exact reason you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And staff said they were overwhelmed, it was going to be very difficult to handle. Okay? So we asked mm-hmm. that there be zero tolerance so it would be consistent across the board.
Mm-hmm.
That was not done. And if the truth matters, then the policies you're talking about right there apply to numerous of the candidates that you have supported. I can tell you on Highway 98 right now, on AT&T substation property, there's a 4x8 sign by one of your supported candidates that was put there on DOT right-of-way in front of AT&T property. That was placed there illegally.
So kind of a clean your own house before you come scolding us ahead of the election, right? Again, keep in mind, this was a week ago. This is right before the primary.
There's other DOT property at the foot of Garcon Point Bridge, an Avalon Bridge there, on Highway 98. There are a number of signs that were placed there illegally. If you'd like, I can show the photo. We could have IT put it up on the screens for everyone to see if you'd like to see who those candidates are. But don't come in here with that self-righteous attitude and try to preach to people and say that the truth matters and the rules matter.
Okay, you never me finish.
Ma'am, your time was expired. But the truth does matter. And here's what I can tell you. You don't see my signs out there doing that stuff. And that's because I controlled who I gave signs to, and I put signs up myself.
Yeah, ultimately the candidate is responsible for the signs because the candidate decides who gets them and if they're putting them in a place where they shouldn't be. And this is every election season. There's always signs where they shouldn't be. There's always bickering and fighting about signs. There's a lot of bad behavior around signs, and people who think that other candidates are violating the rules, they'll take their signs, or they'll just take their signs anyway because there are a lot of bad actors in politics. It's baffling to me because I think if you take somebody's election sign, that's you saying you hate America, because that's like suppressing somebody's speech. That's just plain illegitimate. You don't really believe in democracy. You just believe in your side trying to win. But there was one more key interchange here. I'm saving the best for last. Before that, let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, they are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying a home or selling a home, you want a good realtor who's going to do the best for you. And, right now is a little bit more challenging of a market environment than it was, say, 4 years ago when you could pretty much throw a paper airplane out the window with home for sale. And by the time it hit the ground, you had 4 offers, right? Even in that market, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty were great at maximizing your sale price or helping you get the best deal on buying. In this market, that's when it becomes essential to have a good realtor, somebody who really understands what's likely to happen, how is the changing of the commission structure going to affect the price of your home or the way home buying and selling works, what's the market doing in your location at your price point, okay, because that can be different. The way the market's working at $400,000 and the way it's working at $700,000 can be very different, so it's not like the market is one thing. Interest rates, future development plans, like all the stuff that you should be aware of when you're making a decision about selling or buying a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty, they'll help you with that. Sold 175 homes last year. Pretty good. 723-9158. Or check her out online, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty. Back to the never-ending, always, drama at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. So you got sign debate. You got Colton Wright, who won his re-election and was not really the target of this criticism particularly. I'm sure Jerry Cooey was a part of this, and James Calkins is a part of this, and in terms of where they put their signs. I don't know for sure in the District 1 race who she's complaining about, if at all. I don't know if she supported Bobby Burkett, although I'm guessing, because she was against Sam Parker and he was the primary challenger. I'm not too sure who all gets hinted at here, and I don't drive around Santa Rosa County enough looking for sign violations to know. But Colton Wright's had enough. He's had enough of the smug, self-righteous, I always know everything about everything kind of attitude, especially when the candidates that she supports are some of the worst violators, according to him, and he's letting her know about it.
Can't speak for anybody else, but what I can tell you is I'm ashamed at the signs littering everywhere and people not playing by the rules. But please, don't come in here and try to throw stones at people when you and your team and those people's supporters are the worst offenders.
Okay.
I've seen it. It's all over the place. I have plenty of photographs of it.
First of all, if you're not in violation, I was not even speaking to you.
I know you weren't speaking
to me. Okay, thank you.
But the truth matters.
Well, the truth matters, but the problem is that we have had a citizen that has been berated, and these meetings...
berated. There's no death in the family. There's no bereavement. But okay, she's talking about the George Oadsma sign thing with Sam Parker, okay?
Stopped twice.
Hold on, here we go.
Been bereaved. And these meetings stopped twice
did something that was illegal. And if that wasn't the case, the law enforcement would not have gotten involved. And the state's attorney would not have decided there was enough evidence for an arrest.
Which he did.
No, that was because
that is the end of the story. That is absolutely the facts.
Okay.
Because if I had gone and picked up a sign, I can assure you or somebody else would have had me arrested. And that's the truth.
No.
Oh, because I'm not the hated candidate. But if you had seen Mr. Parker...
I'm saying,
or James Calkins,
if I may finish,
ma'am,
you are
her time has expired.
You are trying to negate my statement.
No, the
my
truth
statement
matters.
Is, If your signs are in the right place, don't bitch about somebody removing them from the wrong place.
There's the real Sherry Chapman.
That's the Sherry Chapman I expected to see. Thank you. And I think it's interesting, someone that ran code enforcement is one of the worst offenders.
Same lady that called me a jack A in front of my 11-year-old son and then told him to hush. Absolutely. There we go. All right. My granny used to say, you judge by the company you keep, and I can promise you, me and Sherry Chapman don't go anywhere together. All right, Ryan Fowler.
See, I told you the best was coming last. I told you the best was coming last.
I don't believe that. Wow.
Yeah. See, you think local government's boring. Local government's not boring. Local government's full of drama and character and interesting. It's going to be a little less interesting, probably going forward, without James Calkins on that commission seat. But there you go. 437-1620. 437-1620. That's your dose of the Santa Rosa County Commission opera for today. There may be more coming, because there was actually some really good conversation about how ugly the campaign was and political mailers. Oh, God, the political mailers. They're getting worse and worse and worse. So we might talk about that a little bit later. 621 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market, Combs of Honey, is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit NewsRadio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is just subpar.
Good morning, 624 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and yes, we will talk about, I don't know, there's just so much to talk about. we will continue to talk about drama. We do have, by the way, Channel 3 was actually showing a photo of the Red Lobster with the closed notice. So, A, thank you, Channel 3. I don't know, that saves me a trip. I don't have to drive over there and see it for my own eyeballs. But B, it means no more cheddar biscuits in town. Not at least at Red Lobster. It's funny that, you know, why would you go to Red Lobster? You know, for the lobster or the crab or the, you know, surf and turf or the shrimp. No, biscuits. Which maybe, you know, they could have, if they'd have named themselves the Red Cheddar Biscuit. No, that's probably a bad idea. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
No, I think your idea has some legs here. The Cheddar Bay Biscuit Company.
Six legs? Eight legs?
Six, eight.
The Cheddar Bay Biscuit Company.
I don't know. Are we looking at that weird picture you showed me earlier?
No.
How many legs?
Okay. Should I say this on the air? It's totally a visual, and it just doesn't work.
Not so good for me.
Yeah. Sorry.
But we do have headlines.
We do.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump scheduled to hold their first debate here in 2 weeks, but that could potentially be up in the air. In a Truth Social post over the weekend, Trump questioned why he should face off with Harris. Both of those camps still fighting over the debate rules.
It's whether to have stand up or sit down, whether to have the mic on or off all the time, like do you get muted or not, and also whether she's going to be allowed to have notes. Her team wanted her to be able to have notes in the debate, and which, you know, I personally don't mind that. I always have notes for everything that I do, even when I'm doing a sermon or a speech or something like that. So this notion that you just got to have it all, I'd rather have somebody who has a reference and they know what they, you know, like that's a way of keeping your facts straight. Lord knows it'd be nice for President Trump to sometimes have the facts straight.
Absolutely. Well, he's very good at the off the cuff,
right?
You know, and not everybody is like that.
Right.
Most people really aren't.
But also, like, you know, what is there some requirement? I don't know. That part doesn't bother me. The mic on or off is a very interesting one because the Harris team claims they want the mic live all the time because muting the mic lets Trump not look so bad because he's the one who can't keep his mouth shut. That's what they're saying.
Right.
I would think Trump wants the mic to be live all the time because he wants to interrupt and do his thing. So it's, I don't know why they'd ever have the mics muted because they both, but anyway, so this is going to be a very interesting ongoing conversation. Sorry, you had a third story, I think.
I did. Well, it's a sad week for Mariah Carey. She says her heart is broken. Apparently both her mother and her sister passed away the same day over the weekend. She confirmed that news yesterday. Cause of death has not been released for either her mother or her sister yet.
Yeah, super two at the same time, at the same day. Very, very, very,
very
bad.
Different.
Very sad. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic for us now. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly. Seeing a small delay, Avalon Boulevard getting on I-10, but other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texts in and says, the one thing about having notes during debate is that somebody else can write them for you. Okay, but that happens already. I mean, think of all the prep that these candidates do, and especially Kamala Harris. I mean, you know, like right now she's getting ready to maybe do an interview this week. That's still amazing. This is where we're at. Maybe a presidential candidate is up for an interview. Okay. But, you know, she's getting hard prepped for that, right? This is what they might ask you. Here's what you should say. Here are the things you should focus on. Here's the way to say it. Stop moving your arms like that. Don't sound so mean, you know, because you do. You tend to present in the, you know, a way that people don't like. Well, debates are the same way. All the coaching and training and practicing that goes into the debates in order to present to us a completely polished, perfect version of the candidate. And I'm, look, I know I have a weird view of a lot of things, but one of my weird views is I think that tests, for example, should just show where you're at. You know, like when you take a test, you shouldn't cram for a test because a test should show where you're at. And if you have to cram for it, then that's, you're distorting the results, right? So tests should basically come at any time and they should show where you're at. The cramming for the test, well, what's left of that information in 3 days or a week? We all know that you cram, you retain, and then you lose, right? Okay. Same thing for all these kinds of debates and all this stuff is, I just don't like the idea that people go out of their way to extra prepare for them, which is why you ought to be doing interviews, why you ought to be doing press events all the time, because then we could see what's the candidate really like instead of in these, you know, highly produced moments like you're going to get during the debate. But yeah, notes, I don't know. Why is it an essential skill for a president to not refer to notes in order to make sure that they get stuff right? Wouldn't you rather have somebody who tries to get stuff right? I mean, I would. So that part really bothers me not at all. Notes can be different things, okay? When they were trying to hide Biden's cognitive decline by giving him cue cards of which specific press member to call on in which order and what their question was going to be in advance, that's not good. I mean, that's really, really bad. But I don't think this is that. Then again, you have a lot of discussion about whether she's even, whether it's even wise for her to do debates or wise for her to do interviews. There was a really interesting sound clip from Quentin Tarantino. I don't have time to play it for you right now, but we'll play it throughout sometime today. He and Bill Maher were talking about this, and Quentin Tarantino's basic take was, don't, and he used a lot of profanity, don't mess up this election by doing too many interviews because, you know, don't give them the opportunity to let you mess up. How bad is a candidate that you've got to hide her from the American public because you know she does poorly in an interview? Now, that said, I still always have reservation about the significance of interviews because I want candidates who make decisions in administrative situations, not necessarily who perform well for the media, right?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The first Trump-Harris debate scheduled 2 weeks from tonight, hosted by ABC. There's disagreement, though, over a rule about muting microphones when the other candidate's speaking, as they were during the Trump-Biden debate.
The same campaign leadership team that wrote these rules for Biden is now pushing to change them for Harris. This is how they frame it. Quote, the vice president is ready to deal with Trump's constant lies and interruptions in real time. Trump should stop hiding behind the mute button.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. A federal judge in Texas puts on hold a pathway to citizenship for some undocumented spouses of citizens.
The Biden administration's new program, which recently began accepting applications, aimed to help spouses who have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years stay in the U.S. while working to obtain legal status. 16 GOP-led states suing, arguing it will encourage illegal immigration.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3 at 78 degrees. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Escambia County's sheriff says he wants to permanently close down the drug house on Talladega Trail where a murder took place over the weekend.
About 6 weeks ago, we did a search warrant there. There were like 20 people in there. When we served a search warrant, two people were overdosing on fentanyl.
Two people were found stabbed at this home over the weekend. A woman died. A man was taken to the hospital in critical condition. The identities of the two victims have not been released. Sheriff Simmons says he's placed the nuisance abatement surveillance vans outside of that home now and is writing a letter to inform the owner that the house has been deemed a nuisance, which could potentially lead to it being seized and torn down. Escambia deputies also investigating after fights recently at a Pine Forest High School football game. Sheriff Simmons telling Channel 3 there were at least 10 fights involving mostly young females last Friday. Investigators are reviewing video footage. They say charges could be possible for some of those teens. The school district says they're disappointed by the altercations, but thankful for their law enforcement partners. Well, Brandon Adelot, the Santa Rosa County man that stabbed and beat his mother to death on Christmas Eve 2013, has been released from prison. He's now being treated in a step-down facility. Sheriff Bob Johnson says he served as a school resource officer in the school where the victim, Adelot's mother, Sharon, worked.
She was just a great lady, great teacher, and, you know, a great mother. Just unfortunately, her son went off the deep end, and it was horrific.
Johnson tells News Radio he doesn't agree with the court's decision to move Brandon into a less secure facility, but says it's not his decision to make. Adelot's now being treated at the Appalachie Center. He'll be back in court for another review in February. Members of the House Task Force took a tour of the site of the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania on Monday. Pennsylvania Republican Mike Kelly says both sides are working together on this.
There's not one person on this conference that's identifying just as a Republican or a Democrat. We're identifying as members of Congress on a task force with a task to restore the faith and trust and confidence the American people have to have.
The July 13th shooting at the Butler Farm Show grounds killed one person and left former President Trump and two others injured. A bipartisan task force said it toured the grounds in an effort to not only understand what went wrong, but to ensure accountability and prevent it from happening again. Their final report is expected by December. Ben Sasse will continue to collect millions of dollars from the University of Florida for years to come. The former University of Florida president's severance package was released yesterday. That shows he'll get over $1 million a year through 2028 and possibly even beyond. Sass resigned last month as president, but he'll continue with the school as president emeritus, professor, and external advisor to the chair of the Board of Trustees. He says he resigned because of his wife's health. The Tampa Bay Times reports he and his family will continue to get health insurance until he finds a job with comparable coverage. It is 6:35 now, News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents on the big board right now, but I am seeing some delays at the intersection of Cervantes and, Cervantes and Palafox. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a warm and humid day today. Temperatures warming up near 90 degrees. Feeling more like the upper 90s to triple digits. 40% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon and early evening. As you head overnight, temperatures dropping near 78. Another 40% chance of rain on that Wednesday. High near 90 degrees, low near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 78 in Pensacola, also 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
News Radio 92.3, working for you. Informative.
We're giving you your live election coverage.
Rick Scott running away with it. 87% of the vote at this point. Matt Gaetz running away.
Local.
We're speaking to Robert Bender, the election supervisor in Escambia County.
I think it's going really well.
Dependable.
Board of County Commissioners, District 1, Steve Stroberger beating Jeff Bergosh.
Up to the minute, down to the wire.
And then District 4, we had Ashley Hoffberger.
Election coverage that's informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3.
I'm wondering, as a voter in Santa Rosa County, if there is a way that we can get our names put on a list that that does not receive these if we don't wish to. If there is some protocol that might be set, maybe that eliminates or, you know, makes this number that we received. This was 30, and I started counting after I had received 10. So I have in total this season received 40 of these mailers.
Only 40? No, but seriously, this gal's name is Carrie Hill. She was talking to the Santa Rosa County committee meeting, the commission committee meeting. I told you we'd talk about this a little bit. Oh, the political mailers. Those, what are they like? I'm thinking size-wise, 6 by 12, maybe, roughly in that vicinity. They come in on that cardstock, that glossy cardstock that makes you feel happy about all the trees that died to make that possible. And then, you know, they don't really recycle because they're full of the glossy material or whatever. So 40, and they are filled with the most ridiculous things. I'll stop illegal immigration as a county commissioner. Really? How? Please, come on, stop it. I'm more conservative than that other conservative. They're so absurd. I'm more Trumpy than they are Trumpy. Just all of it, right? It's so ridiculous. I actually have a question. 437-1620. Do you even read them? I barely read them. I don't care. I'm not interested. It doesn't affect me because I know who I'm going to vote for anyway. And also, I feel like if I start reading them, then I'm going to start wanting to talk about them on the air. And I don't feel like I have all of them. And so my ability to talk about them on the air is going to be distorted by which ones happen to go to my house instead of, you know, which ones come in general. But God, what a waste of time and money. Does anything in the election come from these stupid mailers?
No, but I will tell you that I read them because I knew you might quiz me on the show.
Oh, all right. All right.
So I
and
did.
I failed you. I failed to live up to your expectation of my terrorizing you. So sorry.
Well,
sorry
I was
about
just,
that.
You know,
preparing.
And if I don't want something from you or anyone in a voting season, how would I make that stop?
And again, that's I'm going to say you need to talk with the postmaster to see if there's some sort of opt-out option.
Okay.
You could also speak to the supervisor of elections, but if you're a registered voter, your address is attached to the voter registration. So there's no way for anyone to really know that you don't want a piece of mail.
Is there? Okay.
She wants to be on a do not mail list. Oh, raise your hand. Like, you know, you can be on the do not call list for your phone calls. And, of course, listen, I hate to say this, but you understand that getting on the do not mail me political crap list will not work because anybody? Politicians always exempt themselves from these prohibitions. DoNotCall.gov will not get you off of political calls. That will never be removed because political calls are always going to be allowed, as they will say, a form of political speech. But, of course, the funny thing about political speech is political speech doesn't entitle you to my mailbox, does it? I mean, it's my mailbox. Well, it's the post office mailbox. But why should I have to be burdened by your wanting to screed in my eye with your stupid glossy mailer? Or call me on my phone when I don't want to be bothered by your nonsense. Well, Andrew, how are these candidates going to get it? You know what? If people decide that they don't want to read your stuff, and people decide that they don't want to listen to your stuff, shouldn't they be allowed to do that? Like, I will support your do not mail list. You know, we have representatives that listen to this show that go to Tallahassee every year. I would love to see a do not mail list. I don't want your political mailers. Don't send them to me. Would be a great list to have, right? At the very least, if you know you're on it and people still send you mailers, maybe you don't make it illegal. Maybe you make it like I'm requesting. And then you know that they're not caring about your concerns, right? Or maybe you could have a easy way to register with the campaigns. I don't want the political mailers, right? Or I don't want the political calls. And then you know if they keep calling you, then you know who to punish.
I feel like that, I mean, if you had a whole room of people, not everyone would want, I would guess that people would not want to receive this every day in their mailbox. This is
right.
This is almost bordering something that...
It's harassment. And it's annoying because it's waste. You know it came from money that got wasted on this stuff. Now, there's probably some printer somewhere locally that we need the employment or whatever. But, you know, By the way, there was a much stronger version of this coming from a gal named Deborah Harsh. I'm going to play that in just a second. But let's look at some of these texts because my text line is blown up right now. Let's see, 437-1620. Somebody just says, thank you for covering of local government. You're welcome. I'm back from the DNC, so I'm back to my normal stuff. Somebody here says, immediately trash. And that is my question. Does anybody read these things? John, do you read them?
If it wasn't for the show, no.
Okay. So except for you're afraid of me asking you questions.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
I got a text in from somebody says they go immediately into my file 13. Don't read a word. People who would make a voting decision based on mailers are the same that talk to people about their expired car warranty. 437-1620. I've never read a single one. It went straight into my outside trash can from the mailbox. Only benefit of political mailers is to help the printing companies. This is interesting. I'm a registered NPA. We get no mailers. Yeah, because it comes from the voter rolls, right? And certainly in the primary. Let's see. Somebody says the Herald for School Board was a good one. This would be Santa Rosa County. I did not get this one. Had a bio, list of his ideas, and best of all, no mudslinging. I mean, it is an opportunity to stand out, but then you're presupposing that people actually read them. And I think the vast majority of people just don't even. In general, they go straight in the garbage. Yes, they're aggravating. Somebody says the only one I read was the one talked about Buck Mitchell and Ashley being fake Republicans. Wasn't even really funny. Just couldn't believe someone or some group went to the expense of that one. Oh, and there's all kinds of lies on these things, all kinds of misrepresentations. Let's see. Somebody says I took anyone who contacted me off our mailing list. I'd imagine most candidates would if a voter asked. I hope so. Political text messages. Oh my God. Somebody says, yeah, exactly. Somebody else says waste, fraud, and abuse. Somebody says a lot of those mailers come from PACs. The candidates often claim they don't know anything about them. Yeah, it's true, but even if it is true, it doesn't matter because people still blame the candidates and the PACs should be smarter. The PACs should be smarter. Somebody else says, thank you for covering national government too. So, okay, fair enough. I love you all the way. 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some major delays both north and southbound at the intersection of 9th and Gregory, so just be aware of that. It's about a 5-10 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texted in, a local official texted in and said, yes, it is a First Amendment issue, but if somebody requests off the list, I'll put them off the list for any mailers that I would send out. 437-1620. Let's see. Depending on who it is coming from, it can end up as old school toilet paper. Oh. Not those. I don't think so. I mean, I don't think that's really going to do. 437-1620. Back to the Santa Rosa County Commission comments, because Deborah Harsher had it even better.
Came to echo Carrie Hill's displeasure with the way y'all have handled the mailouts this year. This is disgusting. It's an absolute waste of money in a time when we've got people out there that can't buy groceries. They can't buy gas. They can't pay their utilities or their insurance, but we can spend $100,000, $200,000 on this nonsense. Lies, lies, complete lies, fabrications that you're sending all over the county. It doesn't matter who sent it. If your name's on it, you're responsible. I will never vote for anybody that sent out any one of these.
And some of the ones that I have heard about were pretty awful, by the way.
Y'all are being ridiculous. You're bringing just the scourge of politics into Santa Rosa County. And I'm really sorry that James isn't here because him and Maria brought it here.
Calkins, by the way.
This has to stop.
There weren't enough people in the audience to give a hearty applause.
Thank you.
But I got to believe, the more people there would have been, it would have been pretty loud. By the way, James Calkins being absent from this committee meeting on Monday before the primary came up in the meeting briefly because Sam Parker was explaining, you know, that he wasn't there. He's the vice chairman.
Mr. Baker, you had stated, if you could just let folks know why the vice chairman's not here today.
It's Brad Baker.
Yeah, Commissioner Calkins reached out to me and said he had some unforeseen mechanical issues that's going to prohibit him from getting here today.
The way I heard the story is the unforeseen mechanical issues was that the mechanical machine that he drives in was at the Matt Gaetz rally. That he skipped the commission meeting. Also, because his campaign, he suspected, was not going well, and he didn't want to hear it from people. So, you know, That's what I heard. I don't know if that's accurate, but I think I did see a Facebook post. Hey, here I am at the Matt Gaetz rally. Oh, interesting. Somebody says I use the mailers for kindling. They don't even burn well. It's, you know, you want like unglossy paper if you're going to do kindling. Like I have one of those little, what do you call it, a charcoal chimney on the grill. And it uses, you know, like paper in the bottom. Those mailers don't even burn well. 437-1620, 437-1620. Yeah, do not mail this is kind of an interesting one. It's federal government property. Can it be? I don't know. Like I said, we got a lot of elected officials listening to this show. So I would think some of them are putting their heads on this and they'll think about what they want to do, if anything, in Tallahassee this year. 650 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, you're trying to decide if it is time or not, or what you want, Frontier Motors is a great place to start your kind of exploration because, first of all, it's like a buffet of cars. I mean, they got 300 different cars from all different manufacturers on the lot, and so you can really sample them side by side. You know, they got a whole area full of sedans and a whole area full of sports cars and a whole area full of pickup trucks, and if that's what you want, you know what kind of car you want, their truck, you can go look at those types and see them all in one place and really compare. You know, I like that. I don't like that. I like the way the knobs and the seats work or not, whatever, and then you can drive a couple. But I also recommend drive something outside of the category. Mostly because it's fun. Also because you might discover, oh, I really had my heart set on an SUV, but that is a sweet minivan. Or vice versa. Or, you know what? You may like, I really had my heart set on an SUV, and I am sure I don't want a minivan. Either way, it's useful, educational material. So go to Frontier, look around, you know, see what they've got. If they have exactly what you want, maybe you buy it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you tell them to go look for it because they can do that for you too. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. This Friday at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
My name is Gerald Gillis, and I'm the proud owner of All Pro Tune-Up in Milton, Florida. News Radio 92.3 and ESPN Pensacola insightful suggestions and customized advertising packages have maximized our exposure and delivered impressive results.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Geez, now that hoser's growling. Yeah. Take off, will you? We're doing our movie.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Man, the number of texts that I'm getting on this mailer thing is extraordinary. I mean, I'm not surprised because people know how dumb they are and what a waste of money. And, you know, especially for people who are often very, you know, be careful. I say we're not exactly green, like, you know, lefty climate nut green, but people care about the environment. They care about not filling the landfills. They feel bad for having to throw stuff out, especially so many of them throw them out and that they don't get recycled. So, you know, carry all that with you. But I had a Two more texts on this subject of the political mailers that I wanted to share that I thought were particularly good. One person says, actually three, write return to sender or RTS on it, let the post office get it back to the person, and eventually the postal delivery might figure that out. I don't know if that works or not. I'll take your word for it. Somebody here says, I voted early, but I continued to get them in the mail after I voted. Talk about wasteful. True, true. And then somebody else says, Andrew, I have an idea. I've got a way for a candidate to capitalize on this as an issue. Next election, somebody can now use mailers as a campaign promise. I'm so-and-so running for so-and-so office, and I will never, ever mail you anything during the campaign. I think that person gets elected in a landslide, no matter what their other views are. Because honestly, it's one of those things where what people really want a lot of times in a politician is they want somebody who they believe listens and who they believe is in step and in touch with them, right? I don't know of anything where you could more clearly demonstrate that you are in touch with voters across the spectrum than by saying, I'm never going to send you a political mailer. It's a waste of money and your time in the landfill space, right? I mean, that's pretty good. I don't know how many people you'd get, but I got to believe you'd get some people. And if you were the kind of candidate who can say those kinds of things, you're more likely to be the kind of candidate that's going to pull votes, too. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about.
Did you just
right
mute
now.
Yourself while you were talking?
Yes, because, okay, you got to understand.
I've done it to myself, too.
I can't see with this mic arm.
Oh, I know. They're terrible. The mic arms are terrible. Go on.
If you're headed on I-10 eastbound toward Highway 29, you've got about a 3 or 4 minute delay there. Things are not that bad yet on I-10 eastbound. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Okay, I have a genuine middle ground ideal solution that somebody texted in here. This is genius. What the mailer should have on them is a QR code to opt out.
Genius.
You don't have to call. You don't have to text. You don't have to email. You just, okay, to opt out of these mailers, and it would be obviously be candidate specific, or maybe you could have an opt out for all mailers, but certainly any candidate could have you opt out for their mailers. Just put your phone over, bloop, 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 you're done. That's brilliant. I don't have a name associated with this texter, but that's genius. You can come produce the show now. That's a great idea.
Hey, wait a second.
Not
no.
your job.
Oh, okay.
But no, that's a great idea because it's so simple. It's labor-free, time-free, and it would really solve the problem, especially on sort of campaign-by-campaign basis. The first one you get, boop, I'm out. Oh, man, I won't get 50 more mailers from the James Calkins pack. Shucky darn. to figure out who's more Trumpy than the next person. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
See, now if they could do that for the online ads that pop up before YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Whew. Oh, we got a whole new use for QR. Of course, the problem is that the kind of scuzzy people who put out all the mailers and the nonsense, and you'd be terrified to QR code them with your phone because where might it actually go?
That's true, too.
Yeah, maybe we're back to square one.
Family of a Boston police officer, John O'Keefe, now filing a wrongful death lawsuit against his girlfriend who's accused of killing him. Karen Reed, along with two bars in Canton, Massachusetts, are being sued for unspecified damages. SpaceX has had to delay the Polaris Dawn launch. Apparently, there's a helium leak. The company says the crew is now expected to blast off sometime tomorrow. And the story of the rock and roll legend.
Wait. I've been playing Strange Brew clips this morning. So can I say, take off, you hosers?
Yeah.
Take off, eh?
Take off, eh?
That's a SpaceX clip now, right?
Why not? It sounds good to me.
Go on.
The story of Richie Valens headed back to the big screen. Variety reporting Sony Pictures is developing a remake of the 1987 movie La Bamba, the movie that told the story of Valens' rise from a field worker to a teenage rock star. And, of course, he died at 17 in a plane crash the day the music died with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper in Clear Lake, Iowa.
I'm so confused by this decision. Is this the story that people are complaining hasn't been made well enough already? Who's asking for this?
Apparently so. Everybody wants it.
The world is full of untold stories. And instead you're going to remake La Bamba?
Well,
for who?
Everything has to be remade.
No, it doesn't.
It's all got to be remade.
No, it really, really doesn't. Also, it was made really well the first time. You don't, I mean, okay. All right. Andrew doesn't run the world. Got to remind myself. Can't stop the political mailers. You know, can't get all the people to follow all the rules on where they place their signs. And can't get people to stop making dumb remakes of things. Oh, no, we have good news. Ted Lasso season 4. Maybe. Hopefully. Possibly. It's a good show.
Dependable traffic on the fives. Weekdays on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.